Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the tree right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Alice wants what you think I've seen. Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his side with me, and he was talking to Mops and Joe. Where's the party gonna hell? Out in the St. John's walls. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Star.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Howdy, howdy, doody to all. My goodness gracious alive. Well, it's been an exciting past 7 days, ladies and gentlemen. An exciting one. We got a chock full of goodness and happiness for all you people around the globe. But as you know, I do the first 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes of current events and talk about our families. And I'm going to start with myself. I had a crazy experience this week. I had to go in for an MRI. I don't know if any of you people know what that thing is, but they wanted to do one on my brain, okay, because I got a screwed-up brain, apparently. Who knows? But nevertheless, I'm going to give this to you in detail, because if any of you people got to get this done and you don't have claustrophobia like I do, you'll know exactly what you're going through. So they give you 2 gowns. You disrobe. They give you a locker for all your things. And then you go in, and of course you have questionnaires to fill out and all that bullshit. So those of you who know me, I have 7 stents in my heart. So if you had staples or stents in your heart, all those other crap things that don't belong in you, you have to disclose it because it screws up the machine or some damn thing. Well, I go through all that, which took another 20 minutes, and they said to me, well, did you have 7 stents done all in one day? I said, listen to me. I'm going to tell you for the last time, and you're the 4th person I told. I had 7 stents. January of 2023 will be 20 years ago. And you're still alive? This idiot sits there and says, and you're still alive. I says, yeah, I'm here in front of you. Well, it can't be. I says, what are you talking about? It can't be. Says to me, well, I've heard of 2, 3, maybe 4, but you had 7 all at once? I says, let me go into the locker and get you my card. Maybe I should have done that first place. So it tells you where they've been placed, when it was done, and who did it. And the woman is just, you know, shaking her head, and she sees the card. She says, oh, my God. She says, you're a phenomenon. I says, great. I says, can we get this test done now? So now they put you on this table, and you put your head back into this vice-like grip, and your shoulders have to reach to the back of this thing that's going to go in this long tube. Now, and I'm telling them I've got claustrophobia, folks, all right? I have claustrophobia. And they give you this thing and you put in your hand. It's a like a ball connected to a cord or something. And if you have any problems at all, you press that thing and they stop. So they said to me, okay, here's these things for your ears, because you're going to hear a lot of noise and clicking and all that, and you're going to be in this thing for about 40 minutes. I says, wait a minute. They told me no more than 10 minutes. And now they put the facial cap on top of the brain of the head and start screwing it in, and now I can't see or turn my fucking head. Again, excuse the profanity, because I was livid yesterday. And all of a sudden, I beat up in sweat, my entire face, head, hands, arms, legs, ass, everywhere. I pressed the fucking button, and I said, get me the fuck out of here, now. They knew I was pissed. They take the first layer off the top of the head, and then they take me out of that cradle. And I says, what's wrong with you people? I've got claustrophobia, don't you get it? And then you tell all these lies and bullshit. I said, there's got to be a better way. I can't do this. And I get the hell out. To me, that was the closest near-death experience I've ever had in my life. And believe me. So then they call me today, and they said, hey, come on in. We're going to do a CAT scan. Well, to make a long story short, that thing took 3 minutes, didn't put my head in a vice. I was cradled down, which was okay, and it's just in this round circular thing, and you go in, you go out, you go in, you go out, you go in, you're out, and in 3 minutes I was done. And I can proudly say there was no malfunctions, and there's no tumors, and there's none of the shit that was they were looking for. But I went through hell yesterday. It was kind of a soft deal today. And I don't know if any of you people have had. Well, wait a minute. Rocky, you are you on now with us?
I am.
Did you have an MRI?
I went in for the MRI, and they loaded me up in what looked like a torpedo tube.
Yep.
And started stuffing pillows and stuff around me so I couldn't move, and then they ran me up in that tube, and after about a minute, I couldn't take no more, and I told them to come get me out of there, and the guy said, well, he said, we can give you something that'll make you relax. I said, you can give me anything you want to, but it's just going to slow me down, you know, take me longer to kick this son of a bitch apart. I said, but get me out now. And so they got me out, and they tried to reason with me. And then the woman that was sitting there that ran me in the torpedo tube, she said, well, we can send you over to this other place, and they can give you an open MRI. And I said, I can't go with, you can't stuff me up in a piece of pipe. I said, I'm claustrophobic.
Yep, there you go.
And she said, well, it won't be anything like this. And I said, there's a lot of things that ain't anything like this. They sent me up to the other one, and I wasn't in a tube anymore. I lay down on this thing, and they ran me into this big ring-looking thing that gave me plenty of room and all that, and then they pulled me back out, and they did it again, and then they pulled it out, and this guy came in there and said, let me help you up. I said, are we done?
Same as me. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I got it. But you didn't have your head clamped down.
Hell no.
In the MRI.
No, that's what happened. They tried to put the CPAP mask on me up at the hospital when I had the COVID. That didn't work either.
Oh, God.
There was fixing to be a killing at the hospital. They decided it's best that they figure something else out. And I think they used the most awful machinery on you to start with. But I can't do MRIs.
Look, I'll tell you this right now, it's probably a great thing, but if this CAT scan can get the same thing that an MRI can do, like they did for me, I recommend the CAT scan all day long. The donut, it goes in and out, boom, boom, boom.
Yep.
I'm telling you, folks, because the other one, I thought I had a near-death experience. They had my head clamped down. I couldn't move. Things in my friggin' ears, okay? And then they put the things close to my ears, and then my shoulders up to the back, and then they put the I thought I was Frankenstein monster, man. They put this friggin' thing on top of the cradle and started screwing the clamps down and telling me I'm going to have to be in there for 45 minutes, and I couldn't see nothing, couldn't move my head. I said, get me out now. Oh, my God, Rocky, it was terrible, just horrible.
I know.
As you know, brother, and no way in hell will lay up. I went home, and I told him, I said, look, I'm going to die. Fuck it. I don't want nothing else. If this is what this world has come to, I said, I don't want the doctor call me up and said to me, hey, look, don't worry about it. We understand there's other ways we can go. Let's do a CAT scan. And went today, and it was easy, just like yours was. And guess what? It came out, no abnormalities and no gray matters that, you know, that is unusual, and no tumors and all that shit. So thanks be to God that it worked out. So I got to tell you, I'm glad it's not just myself, and there's other people that have experienced that. And Rocky, you made me feel like $1 million because we haven't talked since I've had these tests. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, has anybody got a hint of what's going on? You know, yes, great. Biden went and talked and to Egypt and made a deal for some oil and all the other bullshit. And prices came down in some cases like 75, 80 cents. Everybody's clapping their hands and saying, whoopee-doo. So now gas over here is $5.49 a gallon. Wow. And like people are still driving, you know, like it's crazy as hell. And I know it's summertime, and people have been cooped up and they want to get out. And I'll tell you, there's price gouging going on, folks, all over the place. go out and get a hotel room. Go to Reno. Go to Vegas. Go to Tahoe, and see the prices, what they're charging out there today. It's crazy, 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 okay? But it is what it is. Remember I told you about the interest rates were going to go up? We're over 5% now, folks. You hear anybody bitching and moaning? Oh, no. Nobody's saying nothing. But find out about your real estate. Is it moving as quick as it did? Nope. Somebody says, well, wait a minute. I could have paid a 1.25% on that loan for that house. My payments were going to be low. Now I have to go pay 5.25%. 4 points more, folks. And it's not going to stop there, because they're slowly, slowly massaging all of us, thinking that, oh, they're not going to care about it. They're going to fall asleep at night and wake up the next morning and say, oh, we're still good. You know what the average house payment, wait a minute, you know what the average car payment is today across the United States of America? Take a guess, Rockstar.
I wouldn't know where to start guessing, but I could ask my wife if she was here.
Okay, well, wait a minute.
Exactly,
you got the next best thing to your wife, and that's Alex. Alex, you on with us?
I am, Pop.
What's the average car payment across the country today?
I'd be guessing, but I'm saying 500 or more.
You're right in that case. The average right now is $1,250 a month. Did you hear what I said, folks?
Oh my God!
The average car payment today across America is $1,250. Go out and price a car. Go out and see what a car costs. People are just blinded today. And they all go on their price cut. Well, okay, I like that car. What will it cost me a month? Well, it's going to cost you $1,250. Well, I don't have that kind of money. I don't pay that much on my note on my house. By the way, West Coast, Silicon Valley, average price of a payment on a house today, guess what it is? You don't want to take a guess, right?
$5,000.
How much?
$5,000 a month.
Okay. Well, with $500,000 down, it's $10,700 a month.
The world has passed me by.
The world has not only passed you by, Alex, it's passed the world, everybody else by. And everybody's been living under a rock or in a cocoon. It's crazy as hell. But that's okay, okay? So whatever goes up has to come down. Look at the stock market in the last 3 days. It's kind of calmed down, hasn't it? Bing, 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 bing. Went up a little bit today, but for the last 3 days, it was pretty damn bad. I want for you people just to try to understand, okay? I know that you hear me talk about this, and it's coming to fruition, but people don't understand it. Really? Is this what we're experiencing? But do they care? Or is everybody in the hen, pecking order? You know, the mama duck goes out there and all the rest of them just follow. Okay? It's something's going on, folks. You better find out. Now, forget about the current events. Forget about the bullshit. Go to searchingforbigfoot.com. Those of you who have tablets, those who've got iPhones and desktops, right up top on the website, it'll say new, the unknown rare paranormal photos, the Glimmer Man, the Fray, the UFO photos. All you have to do is click right there, and you're going to see these pictures that were sent in by Shane that are going to boggle your mind. Alex, have you seen these pictures yet?
I have not, but I'll be going there right now if I can do it without crashing the show.
Okay.
And we don't have Shane yet. I texted him.
Okay. Well, I just got to tell you, I know the Swedes looked at him. I know that Rocky has looked at him. I've looked at him. I've looked at him probably 15 times. But Rocky, I know that you looked at him on your tablet. What picture is the most intriguing to you?
Well, Tom, I really can't. I can't tell much about any of them. The ones that have the red circles and stuff, I can't even figure out what I'm looking at there. They've got the ones out in the woods and in the old shack. I can't really tell. I can't tell anything about that. Now, the lights in the sky, I was an air winger when I was in the Marines, and so a UFO is just that. It's an unidentified flying object, and I'm not real sure what I'm looking at there even. The videos, some of those are pretty intriguing, but like I say, the ones out in the woods, the ones in that shack and all that, I can see something, but I can't tell what it is. And I know that anytime I'm out in the woods and I come up on a shack like that, I give it a wide berth and I don't go back and look at it until the next morning. But the ones that he's got the red circles and stuff, I can't really tell what anything is. Those are a bit too blurry for me. And the one I think that intrigued me the most.
Well, before you go any further,
let
me see if it's the one that intrigued the hell out of me. What about the one that looks like a face?
That's the 52nd picture on that row. And I find it to be pretty intriguing, but I've actually seen it happen before. There was a girl took a picture of her kids out in the yard, but she took the picture through the window, and with the flash and everything, it gave a kind of the same kind of picture as that blue face. Yeah, that's the one that got my attention. I'm trying to find it right now, but
I'll tell you exactly where it's at. Okay, if you come down, you know how they're all. Okay, so it says the unknown, March 30th to July 28th. Not the first row, not the second row, not the third row, not the fourth row, not the fifth row, not the sixth row. The seventh row, fifth picture in. And that thing just blew me away. You see the moon behind it, and I'm looking at two eyes, a nose, a mouth, and cheeks. And it's some kind of hair on there or something.
That blew me away. Now. Yeah, okay. That's a strange-ass picture.
Yeah.
I'd say reflection.
You're thinking it's a reflection?
Tom, we've seen that before. Yeah, we've seen similar to that before up in Farmington. We saw a video of a spaceship.
So now come down two more rows, not the next row, but the one after that, and the last picture to the right that's got the red circle. What is that? There's two cars. There's a green Jeep and a black car, and the picture to the right of it.
That looks like a shadow to me. What I'd like to see in all these outdoor pictures is some comparison photos. So photos of that, the same perspective. So exact same photos, the same time of the day with that object not there. Then that exact same photo.
Circle. Do you see a head? Do you see arms?
I see like a shadow, almost
like one of those petroglyphs type figures.
Well, I don't know how you see
all
that.
All right.
What do you see,
Rocky? To the left of that circle. What is that white thing?
Yeah. And above that, is that somebody looking out at him? Okay.
I cannot tell.
Yeah, but the thing that's in the circle, is that a human being? Is that a half man, half, because from the waist down, is that hair on something?
I can't tell, but, you know.
Optical illusion.
You think
well,
it's
an illusion? It looks to me like that tree, that burned up tree stump that almost shot out in the deer woods. But you know, like I say, I can't tell what it is.
Okay. All right, Swede, are you there with us? We'll get the band of knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, on with us. Swede, you there?
He's on now.
Okay. Robert? Swede, you there?
Swede, are you on? He's unmuted. He might not be paying attention, though.
Maybe he fell asleep. Robert.
Are you saying we're boring? Oh, I'm sorry. That was my mistake. I unmuted the wrong person, Tom. Swede's unmuted now. Sorry,
hello?
Swede.
Robert, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you take a look at these photos?
Yeah, my on the 11th row, the second picture.
Okay.
If you look there, it's kind of at about the 9:30 or between the 9 and 10 o'clock position. Do you see the pirate-looking guy there developing in that?
Yeah, the third picture.
The second picture.
Well,
I'm
seeing it in the third picture.
Well,
there's only 10 rows
also.
That I've got.
I'm sorry?
I only have 10 rows on all of my pictures. If you go down to the last row, ladies and gentlemen, from left to right, I'm looking at that third picture in, it's circled in red. What does that look like to you?
Well, I'm not on my tablet, but I made some
notes.
Alex,
you got that one?
Let me see here.
All
back
the way down.
Up. So down.
Third picture.
Third one. So it's a red circle of the forest.
Forest.
Looking
you
between two trees.
There? Do you see a face there?
Third one from the left.
Yes. I see eyes, a nose, a mouth. I see cheeks.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at, Tom. That's the one that I saw.
And what do you see there?
Well, there's two of them. One of them's got the one kind of looks like a pirate, and the other guy kind of looks like the other image kind of looks like a Chinaman, an Asian.
Yes.
Guy, kind of
puffy. Yes. Exactly.
Kind of puffy-eyed and got a kind of a sunken nose and a little kind of a downward bending mouth, in my opinion.
I know which one you're talking about, but I'm not finding it.
Okay, go all the way down
what about,
to the bottom. Go ahead, tell him.
What about the row 7, the camo man in the trees there? Picture number in the the trees there. It's a single picture of the trees by itself. You see that guy? It looks like there's a camouflaged-looking face in there.
Yes. Well, that's the one we talked about just a little bit ago, and everybody's trying to tell me it's a reflection.
No, it's kind of he kind of looks like a guy with some camouflage paint on. That's not leaves or anything. He's actually blocking out tree limbs. That face is blocking trees' limbs behind him. He's in front of it.
Yeah.
Or that image is in front of it.
Big light on the top of his head.
Yeah, it's kind of lit up a little bit.
Yeah.
And
you
also the
that,
you know, the
that
one that gets
the light behind the person taking the picture, and it's reflecting off the glass, catching the face.
The glass.
That's why the face is kind of opaque. Yeah, that's through glass. You can see the breaks in the glass or whatever it is, the reflections.
What do you think about the second row, the number two picture? Looks like the plasma smoke coming off out of a Bigfoot's mouth. What is up with that? What does that look like to you?
The dark picture that looks like a nose and an eye.
It's got the
yes,
second smoke.
I see it. But I'm seeing dip. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the fifth ship. The fifth picture in, second row.
Okay, you see where it's got that up in that vertical plasma looking smoke stuff coming.
Yep,
just looks
I
like
see
that.
It. I
but
see
if
it.
You're looking behind it, it looks like a kind of like a there's like a mouth there with some teeth in it. Looks,
oh my God! As you blow it up, ladies and gentlemen, I see it right now. What he's talking about? Blow it up, Alex. You see what he's talking about?
Looks like mouth and teeth and
I do.
Smoke like coming out
it
of his nose
looks like
or out of his
teeth.
Mouth. Yeah, it's weird.
Tom, they stole my teeth.
They need to bring mine back.
I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time ever we've really put this many pictures up. And thanks to Travis and Shane. I mean, these are... And then he's got videos. Well, I'm going to see how good you are, Alex, okay? So there's 10 rows. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. The fifth row, second picture in. Tell me what that is. Coming from
so
the
I
bottom.
See the
up.
One with the speedometer?
Nope.
See, I got a... My fifth row, second picture in is a video.
Coming from the bottom up, starting from the 10th, 9th, 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th. Okay, well, he's having a hard time from his left to the right and up and down. 1, 2, 3, 4.
On my iPad, I have 11 rows. So just like
I have 11 on mine too.
Okay, it's amazing.
Or are you talking about the whoever it is going almost 70 miles an hour following two cars?
No, I'm talking about the big footprint.
The footprint?
Oh, yeah. Footprint. Okay.
I mean, there's a print there.
Oh, I see it. See, that's the first one on the sixth row for me.
Yeah, see, I don't know how everybody dips the rows, but I'm just... Now, what do you think of that print?
So, the toes are on the side. So, it's two prints, I'd say. I see one going up and down, but I also see toes on the right side. So, I'd say it's one print on top of the other, right, guys?
No, that's not right. What you're seeing is the soft ground and the indentation of the foot from the heels on the bottom to the toes up on top and to where the mid-tarsal break hits. That's the ground coming up over because he went in there. You can see he's down there at least a third of an inch. This is a pretty, pretty hefty boy.
Yeah.
You see it?
So judging from the shoe toe back behind it, down below it.
You bet. And ladies and gentlemen,
something rode over it.
Yeah,
either
I
tire or something.
Each and every one of you guys. To he's got videos in this thing too, that'll blow your mind, and you'll hear him with his narration, and his brother. It's a shame that he didn't show up tonight. Travis didn't show up, Alex.
Not yet. No, he hasn't. Or Sean.
The guy is a wonderment, and he's very knowledgeable on this because he's the one that took this stuff, him and his brother. And you'll hear them narrate as they're going 70, 80 miles an hour on the express lane on the freeway as apparently these UFOs are hovering over him and his brother. Here's the other one that intrigues me a lot. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the sixth row, second picture in, and it looks like it's indoors in the house. There's a chair leaning against the door, against the wall. But then you'll see it looks like a greenish-white paint. Is that a window?
Yes.
Okay. So what is that? Is that somebody with a shawl on? I see a face and I see hair.
I'd say it's a curtain or something, piece of plastic covering a door or a window.
You don't see the figure in there?
I see the reflection in it.
Okay, so you're thinking that's a reflection. And what do you see a reflection of?
Yeah.
Alex?
Oops. Let's see.
Swede, do you see the picture?
No, I don't have my tablet. I'm going to get it right now. I had to travel across the house here.
Rocky, you got yours on?
I'm not sure I've got the right picture.
Well, you can't miss it.
It's a brown wooden chair.
The only one with a wooden chair.
Brown wooden chair. And the
chair.
And it's got the
looks
bronze.
Like that.
What is that?
That's a light switch.
Yeah, light switch. What's the thing in the middle?
Yeah, it looks like he's got a sheet or something over the bedroom.
Or it could be a shawl. Because you see his right hand or its right hand. See it right there? Then you see its face. And then is that a little halo on top of its head?
I don't know. I don't know exactly what that is. I see what looks like a sheet or something hung over a doorway. And it's got, I don't know, it could be reflected light or it may be, I can't tell what it is.
It's either a reflection or a refraction from behind, but it's something showing up on the sheet. It's only showing up on the sheet, not the wall, so it's probably coming from behind. Tom, do you know who I work for now?
Who?
Adobe.
Who do you work for?
Adobe.
I can't hear you.
Adobe.
Adobe.
Oh, the stuff on the computer stuff?
Yeah.
Enhancing
software, 3D textures.
Okay, yeah, okay. So do you run this and can you see what the hell it is?
Well, I can look at it and I can pull it up on my big monitors and stuff, but I don't think I'm going to see anything different than I do here, and I will do all that. But, you know, good photos, though, great photos. And, you know, just because I have that kind of, and it sounds negative, but it's not. It's just, you know, kind of seen a ton of these kind of photos. They're great photos, though. They're still awesome to look at, no matter what. My opinion is they're awesome. We're having an incredible time here discussing these photos. So they're great photos.
Absolutely.
Take a lot of work.
I don't want anybody to think that I'm dissing their pictures or the thought behind them or anything. I just don't know myself what it is that I'm looking at. And in most cases, what I'm even looking for. unless there's red circles, and I don't ever see red circles out in the woods.
Well, the red circles, Rocky, is these guys circling
right.
for us.
Right. Well, that's I'm still trying to figure it out what it is that's coming out the out of that yellow Jeep.
I know. I looked at that damn thing 15 times, dude. 15
well,
times.
Well, you I've seen photographs of bugs, flying bugs, that look a lot like that. But that would have to be awful close, and the shutter speed would have to be pretty weird. But yeah, I've looked these things over for the last 2 days, and I just can't figure a lot of it out because I don't know exactly what it is that I'm looking for. And I appreciate these pictures being sent in. It makes
yeah,
me
like
exercise my little pea brain.
And I'd like to, you know, I would, if Shane was on, I'd be telling him, you know, like I always tell everybody, which I failed to do because I'm a moron about half the time. But keep your camera handy, you know, your phone handy. And I always suggest to all of our call-ins, you know, use your phone. Take a picture, make an audio recording. And, you know, I don't ever get it done. I'm always stumbling and fumbling around and don't get it done. Shane's got a whole portfolio of pictures that he's taken. He's pretty handy with his phone, which is awesome. I think it's really diversified. He's got a lot of stuff going on there. But I do like, you know, and I just got to say, man, I just say approach some of that with some caution. Because behind the veil, man, you just don't know. That's not our realm. You know, everybody may not be so kumbaya behind that veil. Be careful, you know. There's demons. There's stuff that goes on that sometimes they best be left alone. And
you know, I'm glad
maybe
that, I'm glad you put that disclaimer out there, Beard of Knowledge. And remember, folks around the globe, we're nonpartisan on all of this stuff, okay? This is a whole new arena for me and to most of my guys, except for there are a few that we have on here now that are people who are into this. And, you know, I can't, there's no way in the world can I go ahead and say no, because I have to keep an open-minded, especially in today's world, folks. It's not just Bigfoot, okay? It is the Glimmer Man. It's UFOs. It's this new word out there that they call on the East Coast, FRAE, F-R-A-E. These are new things that are being found. And, you know, listen, over 500, 600 years ago, they didn't know what the hell a Bigfoot was. But we're finding out more and more, and it's because of the constant word getting out around the globe and more people on the weekends are doing their armchair quarterback bullshit on the boob tooth here. And I reckon to the fact that, hey man, I have to get into this new stuff if you want to survive, if you want to exist. It's that simple. It's something going on. It's called that unknown. And by golly, there's something doing this, and we got to get, you know, behind it and find out what it is. Whether I believe it and what I don't, like I used to tell everybody, you know, oh, well, are you going to go ghost hunting now, Tom? And I used to say, well, can you put a ghost in a jar? I know if we down a Bigfoot, we can bring it back, tie it on my rig, and go up and down Times Square and tell the world that we did it. Well, now I got to change my story a little bit, okay? There's stuff out there. There's more paranormal stuff on TV, folks, than there is Bigfoot. Don't believe me? Go down the damn tube, the boob tube, and you'll see it all. It just blew me away to no end, as a matter of fact. Now, we got people waiting here telling us that want to tell us their stories, and I didn't know. My gosh, three-quarters of the hour has gone by already. Look what you've done there, Alex. You just got us all crazied up here. And but it's been all good. I like it. By the way, Alex is back from his vacation, ladies and gentlemen, and he had a great time. And him and I almost hooked up one time or another. He never got back to me. So don't let him bullshit or weasel out of it, and that's the truth. He was going to check with the rest of the family they had with him, and I was going to have them buy him a big steak at a nice restaurant there. And he was going to get back. But he was on the lake at a dinner dance.
Yeah, we were at the wrong side of the mountain.
Yeah, yeah. But he was having a ball, and he says, fuck you, Tom Biscardi. And I get it.
Well, I would like to say, how much I appreciate Alex coming on and doing the switchboard for us. Makes it a lot easier on an old fart like me. Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome, buddy. You know, it's an honor to help out and do what Marco used to do for us. So that's why I love it. And, of course, love Tom, love everybody. But we miss certain people, and Marco is one of them. So never be able to do as good a job as Marco.
You know, I've got to tell you, I'm glad you said that. Due to the fact that every time I hear his voice, when he announces me and brings me on the show, it's kind of like Johnny Carson and the guy that was with him all those years, and McMahon.
Ed
Unbelievable. And he was there when I started.
Doc.
God rest his soul. And thanks for taking a few minutes and bringing out his name, because his family does listen to the show now and then. All right, without any further ado, first of all, I want to tell everybody, I got a call late last night from Roger Dodger, and he goes to court tomorrow. Apparently his I don't know if it was his wife, his live-in, whatever, she shot him 3 times, and he got thrown in jail. How that works, I got no idea, okay? Now, if you want to give him 2 minutes and listen to the story, I'll do it. What do you think, Alex?
I think we should. I want to hear, you know, is he just too rotten to die?
Hold on. Rocky, what do you say?
It's your show.
You know, I love the way you just teeter, man. Swede, what do you think?
Well, we're already in the realm of strange. We might as well continue.
bring Roger Dodger on.
Roger, and away you go.
Roger, yeah. Out there?
Yeah.
Okay. So I spilled the beans. I hope you don't mind. But the truth has
no.
to be told, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She did shoot you.
Oh, it's easily done.
Roger?
It's easily done. All she got to do is call the police and said you harassed her, and they'll come get you.
So what happened with – who gave her the guns to shoot you?
I did.
Oh, my God. They were loaded guns?
Yep.
And where did she shoot you?
I gave her a 25 automatic to protect herself with, and she shot me with it.
Oh, my God.
Where did she shoot you?
In the leg.
Okay, and how many times?
3 times.
With the same gun?
No, 2 different ones.
And where did she shoot you with the other gun?
In the left knee.
In the left knee? Oh, my
yep.
God. And then what
yeah,
happened?
Yeah, point blank range. With the barrel right on my kneecap.
So then you ended up, and how'd you end up in the Huascal?
Uh-huh.
She called the cops, or did you?
He didn't move his knee quick enough.
Oh, she called the cops by screaming and hollering.
And when the cops came,
they arrested me.
What was the allegation? What did you do?
She said that I shot at her.
Assault on a bullet.
Which was a bunch of bullshit.
My God. Hudger. And you
I never shot at her. I never shot at her once.
Okay.
She was the one with the damn guns.
You gave her, right?
Yep.
That was loaded. So my question.
Yep. I gave her a 25 auto, and I gave her a 14 shot Winchester.
I thought you said you gave her a 20. Oh, that was a 22.
Yes.
Okay. Now you go tomorrow to court.
Not tomorrow, no. On the 10th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said on Thursday.
No, I go on the 10th.
Yeah, so it's a week from tomorrow.
Right.
A week on the 10th is a week from today.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah.
And you think you justice will be served?
I don't know. I really don't.
Well, I'm sorry to hear.
I think they're going to put me in jail.
Well, here we go. Wow. Sorry to hear that. I really am. I got to tell you, with all love and intended, we all worry and hope God that you get through all this. But my co-host, Rocky, was really heartbroken. He says, "Oh my God, I feel so bad. Can I talk to him?" And I said, "You bet." So, you got the floor, Rocky.
Yeah.
I've heard all I need to hear. Could have been her too bad with the 25 automatic, but you gotta just quit giving guns to women.
I'll tell you. Only reason I did is because she was out so much at night. And I didn't want her to be defenseless.
I mean, she wasn't out walking the streets, was she?
No.
Oh, good.
No, she was out working.
Digging or scratching or what?
Who the hell is that?
But I don't know. I'm pretty damn stupid, I think.
I think it's stupid also, okay? But we're going to pray for a good ending on this story, and if you're not in jail next Wednesday, give us a call and let us know what happened, would you?
Yep.
We appreciate it for you being on. Mute yourself out.
Yeah, no problem.
What? Hello?
Yeah, what?
No, mute yourself out. We got still some time here left on the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. Alex? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring in Robin and Kevin from upstate New York. Have some stories to tell us real quick. Go ahead, Robin.
This is Kevin.
Hi,
but,
Kevin.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, good. Yesterday we went to retrieve the camera that we had out in the woods. We had another string of beads out there. The beads were again taken, so we figured it's going to be having something on the camera. We brought the camera to where the computers are over at Walmart, and we found out that the disc that goes in the camera was the wrong one, and there were no pictures whatsoever.
None.
So they gave us the
correct one,
the correct disc to put in, and we'll be resetting it with different offerings.
Yep.
Trying to see if we can keep them from getting too bored with the same types of things.
So
we're gonna put food out there and some shells instead of beads. Yeah. And
so tonight we were sitting out on our deck about 8:30. We started hearing a few whoops, and then from there they kept up, and they were only like about a half a mile away from us.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty close.
This
to
was
that.
Around 8:30. I mean, our time, and it wasn't even dark.
Wasn't even dark yet. We started hearing vocals.
Yep.
Well, okay.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Sure.
Robin?
Yes.
You don't carry a gun out there when you and Kevin are out in the woods, do you?
Okay. No, I don't carry a gun. No, nope. Only Kevin goes hunting. I don't touch a gun.
Well, I was just checking.
No, I wouldn't shoot him.
Figure out what to do with my body.
I want to keep him around for a while.
Okay, so I have
you guys were
both Kevin, Robin, listen for a minute, okay? We only have a few minutes left here. Okay?
Okay.
I have a suggestion. Before you go back out and set these cameras, make sure you set them up before you go out and test them on your own property to make sure you've got the right SIM card. So next week you come on, you don't say, oh, wow,
okay,
I thought they were supposed to work, but they didn't.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We will do that.
We will do that.
Will you do that? And by the way, I love that
little
last text that you sent me or email, whatever the hell it was. And I like what you're going to do. And I love the string of beads. Thank you so much for coming on. Let us know what happens next week. Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Out to New York.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you guys. To North
Thank
Carolina,
you.
Alex, and let's get Jody on the line, please.
Jody should be on.
Jody?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing, sweetheart?
Oh, fine. Being paranoid as usual, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So, your brother from another mother approached me early this morning while he was sleeping through osmosis. And you know who that is. That's the rock star. So rock star has a couple of questions for you. And he wants to know about your latest episode of the Men in Black and the guys with the black eyes. Rocky, go ahead and ask her your questions.
I was just wondering what the episode was.
I was trying to tell y'all before, I know they're all connected. Bigfoot, aliens, and the Men in Black. And those Men in Black, I know why they're connected. But those Men in Black, I don't like them. I know, because during lockdown even, I went up to here's Cooper's Creek. And I walked in, I walked back out, the one I saw in 2018 on that craft, he was standing there by the side of white SUV, the same one. And those people don't realize, a lot of them with the sunglasses, some of them have black eyes, real black eyes, I mean black. It looks like a hole in their, where their eyes are, they're so black. I mean, I told Tom what I know, what I think these all are. I told him today. And I know I wanted to tell you, but I'm scared to say on the radio. He knows why I'm scared. Because it's hard to say on the radio. Cause I don't know who's listening, and I don't want to have no visitors. You know what I mean? I'm scared. But it's all real to me. This ain't paranormal to me. This is the real deal. It's real stuff.
This is mainstream America. And I got you loud and clear, Jody. I'm going to have to sign off because we got penalized last week. God love you. Alex, I'm glad you're back. A rock star, you become a real the good comedy for the show for us lately. Thank you, Mr. McMahon. And, Swede, thank you, and Roger and Jody and Kevin and Robin, and I guess Doyle's on the phone, too. We didn't get to hear him this week, ladies and gentlemen. We'll hear him next week. Kudos and salutations. Till next time, America.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Jody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Please, straight, please. We're going through
well,
hell
folks,
right now.
Once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. Put them all together, reason for the fact.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot.